You can answer that for me.
It is this time of the morning that we welcome to our show Barry Harrison from YMCA. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Daz, good bad morning.
Luck. How's your chair, Baz?
My chair's fine, thanks, Cindy. I just want to let you know I haven't had a coffee, so I am a bit grumpy.
Ouch.
Yes, I know. Mm. I know. It's not a pretty sight.
Mm. No, not at all.
As you can attest to right now. But, you know, I'll get there eventually, so I'll have a coffee soon.
Now, we've got a fair bit to chat about, but I wanted to ask you about your son.
Oh, my son.
We saw some interesting photographs. He's had a cricket accident over the weekend and done some damage to his thumb.
Look, he has. He plays cricket over Altona Way, Altona Sports Club, and he was diving for a catch in the deep. He actually face planted and came up and he actually threw the ball back, was worried about a face, looked down and saw a bone, his thumb bone sticking through the skin. So Saturday night and Sunday in the hospital, first went to Williamstown Hospital, we got transferred to Sunshine, had surgery yesterday, screw into his thumb as well as, because it was all dislocated and out of place, they put it all, lined it all up, so heavily bandaged now and in hospital at the moment but coming home today.
And good morning if you're having your breakfast this morning.
We won't be posting those pictures. Hello to the good folk there at Williamstown Hospital. Very important people.
Oh, look.
Came from Williamstown Hospital.
Oh, yes.
Way back when.
I heard that, Daz. Mm. There have been some very important people. We don't know them.
No.
But there have been important people.
Baz and I roll from the same hood. Isn't that Baz and I?
Now it all starts to make a lot of sense.
Altona, Williamstown way.
A lot of sense.
Now, I just want to say something.
Always.
All right?
Of course you do.
Because you know what I'm like, and I like taking the show over occasionally.
All right.
I just wanted to throw a couple of names out there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Are you right? Atari.
Mm-hmm. Atari's come back.
Has it?
Atari has come back because it is now in my house, was for Christmas this year, but it's not the same as
the
original.
Not the same.
Never
Here's
is.
Here's another one that's probably still around, but Nokia.
Nokia phones. We all had Nokias.
Yep. And here, now we'll test people's age. Daz, you'll know this one, but Cindy, I'm not sure about
Thanks,
you. Matt, you won't have a... Oh, sorry, we'll introduce Matt soon.
That's all right.
But Wang.
Wang.
Wang word processors
Wang.
Prior to computers.
Wang.
Wang word processors, absolutely.
I don't know that one.
Oh, Daz, don't be silly. Of course you do. but yeah, that's another one. And of course, I think you mentioned Masters before, didn't you? Which is another one that's recently gone. But you can still buy Coke Zero. I just wanted to point that one out. Yes, I bought a carton of cans on the weekend of Coke Zero.
Docking off, are you?
Stock that's rolling out. Maybe this is just working.
Yeah, I think it is. Yep. I think they're going to replace it with Coke No Sugar.
Like Daz, when you see him at Coles, his whole trolley is full of Vegemite bagels.
Yeah, and Pepsi Max.
And that's what it is.
There's nothing wrong with the Vegemite bagels.
We're loving it. Absolutely. Now, Barry, you've got someone with you this morning who we're really excited to meet. Have not met with Matt Hanton before, who is the centre manager for the Endeavour Hills Leisure Centre and the Berwick Leisure Centre.
Yes, and we have met Matt because he's very new to Casey. Came to us 3 weeks ago, I think, as the centre manager of Endeavour Hills and Berwick. And welcome, Matt.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's great to see you. Now, Matt has previously been in the Boroondara YMCAs. So tell us a little bit about your background in the Boroondara YMCAs.
So, I started with the YMCA nearly 5 years ago. I started out at the Kew Recreation Centre as a personal trainer. Started taking some group fitness classes, helping people with programs and getting them familiarised with the gym environment. Didn't really have much of a career direction in terms of where I wanted to go, just knew that I loved helping people in the gym space. But the YMCA, an organization which just provides so many opportunities not only within communities but to their own staff, worked my way up into managing the health club department at the Ashburton Pool and Recreation Center, and then within that center just kept climbing and ended up there as the acting center manager for the last 12 months. So I was a bit of a quick rise, but definitely one that I enjoyed and one that I found really rewarding. So, been loving it.
Fantastic. And of course, Matt, you said you come from a health and fitness background.
I do.
What have you seen as the benefits of that lifestyle, and I think Daz and Cindy are living that as we speak, that you've seen over the years.
Well, I think there's two really, really clear benefits that come from being physically active. The first one is obviously the physical benefit in terms of people losing weight and getting stronger and seeing their bodies change. I think that that's something really rewarding. But what stands out above that even is the mental side of it. People get so much happier. They enjoy going to the gym. They really enjoy just getting in there and being active. And I think that that's the most rewarding one for me, seeing how their lives change around, you know, being active. And you tend to find that they reach their goals, but then they just keep going because they enjoy it so much. So I think for me, that's the best part.
It's very interesting. It's it becomes a journey. We've chatted about this in the last few weeks, and I, like Cindy, don't enjoy the thought of getting up at ridiculous hour in the morning and going to the gym. But once you're there and you get into a routine, it becomes a routine. It becomes part of life. Then I think it's more than a routine now. It becomes part of my life, and you understand the investment you're putting back in yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's the important thing. So it's more than just there's goals and motivators, whether it's losing weight or feeling a little better. But you've got to think about long term as well. And you get a little bit older, and you think, well, I've got to make sure I'm around as long as I possibly can. So it's an investment in your own life.
Absolutely. And you see so many times people are having a bad day, or they've had a bit of a rough one at work, and they walk into the gym quite upset, quite grumpy. They don't want to be there, but then they walk out and they just feel so much better. It's the endorphins that it releases. It genuinely improves your mood. So,
did you have a mentor through that decision-making time where you weren't really sure where you needed to be or what did you want to do? You're obviously going through the process of being involved in the industry, but did you have someone you could talk to that gave you some guidance?
Yeah, I was lucky enough to work with a number of great leaders in my time at the Y, both at QREC and Ashburton as well. And then coming down to Casey, I'm very fortunate that there's great leaders down here as well. Mm. So I couldn't put it on just one person. I think it's the people within the YMCA who are just so inspiring that, for me, just working with them made me realize what I could do.
So you're at Boroondara. Mm-hmm. We've talked a lot on this station about the Casey sides. We've talked about the Dandenong sides, talked about Somerville. What are the YMCA facilities in Boroondara?
The YMCA facilities in Boroondara are Kew Recreation Centre, Hawthorne Pool and Aquatic Centre, Ashburton Pool and Recreation Centre, and the Boroondara Sports Complex.
And what are those facilities? Briefly tell us what's available at each of them.
So each one of them has pools, so they're all aquatic facilities. Boroondara Sports Complex and Ashburton also have stadiums, but aside from that, they all provide health clubs, group fitness, they all have cafes and childcare, but they've got the aquatic element to them, which, yeah.
So obviously you're at Boroondara, and obviously, yeah, that's the top end of town, apparently, but now you've gone right to the very peak and pinnacle obviously. Here at Casey.
Yes.
So tell us about your impressions here about Casey and what's perhaps a bit different.
Well, the people down here in Casey, as in the members, are fantastic. As soon as I walked into Endeavour Leisure Centre, I felt at home straight away. I said that by my third day, I was already part of the furniture.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, on my very first morning, you know, I was in the gym just chatting to the members, and it was, you know, like I'd been there for years. So I think the sense of warmth and home and the community here is a real standout. You know, they're lovely in Boroondara as well.
But, of course.
Of course, but, you know.
We have to say that, Cindy.
Yeah. Of course.
Of course.
But, I don't think they create that homely, welcoming environment quite as quick as they do down here in Casey.
Right.
Seems to be a bit of a theme, I think. Every single person, Baz, that you bring in talks about how great the members are out here. So welcome to this side of town, Matt.
Thank you very much.
And obviously the members there are lucky to have you as well.
That makes a difference when you're going in for the first time. You've got those smiley faces that people are willing to have a chat to you about. So that's great news.
It makes it a pleasure to go to work every morning.
Absolutely. Mm. Men of Doveton is coming, Baz. This is something very close to you.
Men of Doveton. Look, it is something that is very close to my heart. And what happened is probably 6 to 8 months ago. Now, you've met Tori, Cindy, and Tori's our community engagement coordinator.
Love her.
And Tori had a vision of having a men's health program in Casey. And as we at the YMCA have got a closer and closer relationship with Doveton College, We both found that Doveton really needed something. It's an area that's almost forgotten at times. Mm. And Doveton College is doing a great job in providing services to the community. But the fact is, men are often forgotten. Mm-hmm. And so we did a lot of research and we talked to the Western Bulldogs and talked about them, about the Sons of the West program, which you may have heard about. Mm. And what we've done is developed our own men's health program that we take over 10 weeks. You enroll and you, the idea is you go every week. You're exposed to a number of different sports and physical activity programs. Through us, you'll be exposed to AFL through the Melbourne Football Club, who's one of our partners on this program. You'll experience rugby. You'll experience soccer, Melbourne City Football Club, variety of sports, cricket, etc. But we'll also deal with mental health. We'll deal with diet, nutrition, every aspect of health that we think men need to know about will be covered in that 10 weeks. And so people come along, they'll have a little bit of physical activity, but then in more of a learning environment, understand about health, men's health. And the idea of men becoming more aware of their own health, which will help the families become more aware of health and people become more connected with their communities through sport, potentially.
Very, very important. So it's about registering by February 5th.
Yes.
That's great. And you can email Tori, tori.norris, tori.norris@ymca.org.au. Monday, 6 till 8.30, dates 5th of Feb through to 7th of May at Doveton College Gym and Theatre, Laurel Avenue in Doveton. 2018 Men of Doveton program. It's a great initiative.
The great thing about Men of Doveton is that we'll start it at Doveton, it's Men of Doveton. We'll take it elsewhere and it'll become like Men of Cranbourne and Men of Narre Warren or something like that. But starting now, I don't think it's next year, but the year after, we've planned to start Women of. So it'll be Women of Doveton, Women of Narre Warren, Women of Cranbourne as well. So it is about a real holistic program for everyone.
Sounds excellent, as always. Thank you so much, Barry.
Thanks very much, Cindy.
And, of course,
thanks,
Matt Hant. And thank you to you, the Centre Manager for Endeavour Hills, and Berwick.
Thank you.
It is Extra Butter, Cindy and Daz, on your Monday morning, 19 minutes past 7. We'll be back after...